Welcome in to the Vinyl Community Podcast.
Freestyle.
All right, free for all. Jose, you rebranded us. Hang on, I even have, look at this. Guys, we're getting real professional around here. I have the own logo, so watch this. Boom, boom, boom. Right on Jose's face. Boom, pow. Look at that. Such a big difference. Do you think when Michael Fremer has people over, when they go into, like, I imagine his house has one of those conversation pits, you know, like from the old days, and everyone's sitting Indian style and they're getting a little toasty, they're drinking their martinis and their Bartles and James, and they're getting ready to do whatever they're going to do. Do you think he puts that on or he brings that out as a conversation piece, Jose? What do you think?
I'm 100% sure that when people go to Michael Fremer's house, he started talking about Reaganomics, and then he puts on that. He puts on that record.
No, he puts on the Tron record.
Oh, the Tron record?
Yes.
The Wendy Carlos soundtrack?
No, the Tron soundtrack. He talks about it all the time. He collaborated on that Tron record.
Oh, and the
no.
Yeah.
Well, how did I not know this? Wow.
On the Daft Punk?
No, that's not the Daft Punk. The one that came out.
The original.
That's Wendy Carlos.
Is it Wendy Carlos?
Yeah.
There's some record that I want to say he collaborated on, but it was the Tron.
I'm like,
we can always call him up. He's waiting.
Well, it's the other him, right? It's the other him.
Wow. He was the sound supervisor.
Oh, the sound supervisor.
Yes.
Yeah, Arnaldo,
for Tron.
Arnaldo, we've got the sound supervisor for this presentation. Are you ready? He's coming in hot. He's not even capped up. That's the one you know, Senor Pablo Maslow.
Wait a minute. Mr. Mazzy, can you?
I can't. I don't have a copy. But maybe I think Pablo's going to reissue it, though. You know, let me say this. I know we – see, here's the deal. Pablo is – here's the deal. No joking. I'm Biden.
Hang on. We got to put you on
– let me say this. I think it's great they're doing these Pablo things, and I don't have to be a fan. We don't have to be a fan of them.
For sure.
If there's an audience, I think it just surprised us all because the last few years there was all this talk about pressing plant overload and they didn't have enough pressing space to press the records we want. So this seemingly seems like a weird direction to go. But there's going to be people that are into them. They'll sell moderately. Probably the 250 will sell out because people like to have collections and numbered things. Subscribers will buy these. There's been a handful of vinyl people I know that I've seen on these chats in the last day that have bought this the $650 whatever subscription. So even though we're not the one, but it is easily to mock. And I wish these guys, whether it's Chad or anyone else, has a sense of humor about us mocking them, because you know I made a joke, but it seems right that yes, John, but it seems like the AARP jazz label, doesn't it? Really?
John Bandy coming in hot. He says, isn't there a curfew for these young guys? Mazzy is going to get them in trouble.
Yeah. Anyway, that's my take on it. We're riffing on these things, but if there's an audience, who are us to like judge, right? That's all.
A million percent. Like that is the biggest takeaway.
But we're going to mock it for a while. We're going to stretch it out.
Get ready. If you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. I mean, Michael Fremer, how do you respond? What do you think of the Pablo reissues, Michael Fremer?
I know the old that jams.
Take a joke.
a chance.
Hang on. I don't want to be rude to our, hang on. We got somebody backstage. Hang on,
Is it Cardi B?
Wyoming Dave also wearing a black shirt. Look at you, Dave.
Everyone's in black.
Yeah, we're in mourning with this Pablo announcement. I got to.
You know, every time that King Gizzard releases a record,
Mike from the
Ingrove gets like a seizure sort of thing. And I will say that he's never fully pronounced the name of King Gizzard and the Lizard Weezer.
Who hasn't?
He's always
hang on.
On a shock.
Jose, Wyoming Dave's coming in hot.
One Pablo.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you have a Pablo. How do you pronounce
the original one? Original.
How do you pronounce that guy's name? Because I mispronounced it once, and
Count
now I've been
Basie. Count Basie.
Yeah, Count Basie.
From the mid 70s.
You know, you're thinking of Shirley Bassey. There's Shirley Bassey and there's Count Basie.
Look, Basie. Dave, show us that you. It already had a tip on jacket. A tip on jacket. Look at that.
Can you mute Arnaldo? Can you mute Arnaldo, please? He's getting all
show
the
good back,
info.
Dave, show the back.
All the good info, Arnaldo. You can't say that.
Yeah.
The originals didn't have a tip on jacket.
Yeah, it's not tip on. I mean,
that's tip on.
How dare you?
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit, really?
No, I'm joking.
I'm told you don't play the jackets. Is this true?
I got a question for you, Chance. Can you pronounce the name? I mispronounced it on a video today. Can you pronounce the name of that reggae-ish Led Zeppelin song in House of the Holy?
I forget how to pronounce
Chance.
That.
I'm talking about Chance.
Oh, but you're going past my age, bro.
Which one? The Led Zeppelin 4-1?
No, it's the reggae-style song on House of the Holy.
Houses of the Holy.
The famous song.
The Bon Dior, some shit like that?
No, I that said one? It's called Dire Maker.
That's how I want to pronounce
it. Yeah,
that's not what it's called.
But it's not. That's not what it's called. It's like
Jason. I would have done the same thing.
I said Dire Maker, and I was
Jason. What's the correct pronunciation? You speak reggae.
You can just show view meters comment his recent comment.
Oh, hang on,
please.
Rich is coming in hot. He says, "Did you make her?"
It's like a. It's Jamaica. Anyway.
It's Jamaican. Anyway,
so I heard you talking about pronunciation lately. Yeah, you know, we always fuck up.
Of course. That's the funny thing is like, when you make one mistake, here comes the vulture, the comet vulture.
I even said it was on the wrong record, so I fucked up.
what record did you say it was on?
I said it was on Led Zeppelin.
Let it be?
Three. But you know what? In my mind, you know how? Okay, I'm an old guy. I'm old man. In my mind, I was confusing the Immigrant Song with Dire Maker. And two different songs. I know the difference, but I love the Immigrant Song and I love Dire Maker, and I just confused myself.
Did you make her?
Wow. So, Mazzy, is it safe to say you're not picking up any of these Pablo reissues?
No. But literally, I had breakfast yesterday or morning with Dizzy, and he always brings like a handful of records. And he had seen, I guess, Rob's thing about Pablo, and he brings like six more Pablos, you know.
Because he knows the money is going to be there. People
We sold in batches of five or six for like, I think they went on the auction for $50, $60 for five or six of them. But there are some that are worth more.
More importantly than the Pablo. Are you going to keep the Alice Coltrane?
Yeah, I'm not going to keep it because I have the reissue. I'm fine with it.
You're fine with the reissue?
Oh, the reissue is fantastic. It sounds great.
The vinyl, the vinyl is not the best pressing.
Mine's fine.
Oh, I don't know. It's third man.
That was one of my favorite sounding records. Was it the year before it came out? Whenever it came out. I'm past the. Because I'm old man Mazzy, I don't really care about having original pressings anymore. You know,
and he I want to make not me.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm using you. You
what record, Mazzy? What record?
It's Pata. You know the
Pata El Daoud.
It's on. Yeah, it's on. I didn't look. I haven't cleaned it. I haven't listened to it yet. But
can
it's
I show a record nobody here has?
Yeah. Just anyway, so that'll go in like in April, the next auction or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Can I show a record?
Oh, Jose, please. I know you've been literally sitting on this record for an hour. Go ahead. What do you got to show?
It's not even mine. This is Wolfie Baby told me to get this. I showed this to Arnaldo. I don't even know it existed. Okay.
So please, for our visually impaired folks, what are you showing?
That's a different cover.
Más Canciones by Linda Ronstadt.
That's a different cover.
Más Canciones.
It's not a different cover. It's the sequel to Canciones de Mi Padre. It only came out on vinyl here in Mexico, I think somewhere in Europe and of course Brazil, because everything was released
there. Wow, I've never seen that.
Yes, Más Canciones. It has like all the songs are different and all that.
That would be a great record store day issue.
Yeah, he asked Wolfie Baby, you know, from the live stream and all that.
Yep.
Rachel's, he follows me on Instagram. He asked me if I can help him get this record, and randomly somebody had it. I had never even seen it. I don't own the other ones. It is not mine, but I just thought it was interesting. Though it looks like that. It's a
Are you getting one for Wolfie Baby?
This is his copy.
Cool.
Why do you have it?
Just I bought it from him. I got it. It was only pressed here in Mexico.
But he had one. Okay.
Yeah, but the this is how the cover looks like. It looks
intentionally,
like like wary. But if you see the this goes around the photo. It's not over.
Well, that was like Elvis Costello's album, but in America they wouldn't put the ring wear because people would think it's used.
It looks horrible. But
what's the album? The Elvis Costello album? Is it High Fidelity? What's the one that has the ring, phony ring wear?
Yeah,
The UK version only, and the Mo-Fi.
I just thought it was interesting. I didn't know it existed.
I don't know that record. Wow.
Yeah.
Jose was a gentleman because he did text me before this and asked me if I was looking for it. But I also thought it was the other record you were talking about.
Well, the other one, if anybody here is interested, there is. I don't know who. I don't remember who told me. Oh, all right. I don't know.
Take it off.
I want one. It. If you can find one.
Well, I'm surprised. I hope Wolfie's watching now because I'm surprised he had a real one because he's an election denier. So I'm surprised he had it. I'm surprised he had an actual one.
Well, was there a community meeting earlier? You're all hopped up on the politics of it.
Yes. Yeah. Arnaldo, there's a guy selling one for like 600 pesos.
Now, is there a coincidence that the Atlantic 75 series, the double 45s that are what? They're $59 are the exact same price of the Trump Bibles. Is that like coincidence or not?
Hang on, Mazzy. I don't know if that... It sounds like trying to invite the drama to this presentation, and I don't know if we can do it.
I'm a shit ass. I'm consistent. It's okay. Yeah.
Michael Fremmer, what do you think about that? What do you think about Mazzy's question, Michael?
Is that the 40th anniversary edition, or is that an original?
Mastered by Ryan Feldstein. Yes. Pressed on 180 gram.
Jason, QRP. since you acquired that highly coveted title, have you went back to Discogs and seen if there's been more velocity on the open titles?
Have you listened to it? I bet you haven't listened to it.
We can listen to it. Do you want to listen to it?
No. Yeah, can you please fucking
play? Are you going to be in Austin? Can bring it to Austin and we'll listen.
He lives in Austin.
He lives in Austin.
Right, right. Okay. I forgot.
We can actually play it if you want to hear it.
Yeah, do it.
What is that?
Okay.
He's going to put it on now?
Jason, you could...
A guy walks into a bar.
You could do a comparison.
This one's for you, Michael Esposito. You're not a real journo, you see?
It's because we need the eggs.
Maybe he's talking about the Alice in Chains record. What's up with you, Jason?
You could do a shootout of the Michael Fremmer record with the turquoise and see which one wins.
Look at this guy. Oh my God.
Oh, they fucked up. They should have put that hole in his eye.
It's off center.
They fucked up so hard. They could have done that with the AI.
Jason, you need to make an alternate Discogs listing with that was a mispress, clearly.
You have Animal
the center label is off.
You have Animal Olympics too, Jason?
No.
That's old.
Is that another gem by Mr. Fremmer?
Yeah, well, he actually kind of helped produce that and brought the voice work together. He got Graham Gouldman to do the music for it. I mean, to his credit, he's done some great stuff.
Oh, shit, look at this. Oh, my God. I hope you guys got your vinyl seatbelts on. Here we go. Look at this view.
Wow, double camera shit. I'm impressed.
This is the future of the VC, Mazzy.
I feel like I'm at Beck's house.
Can you change Jason's name to Jason live from... wherever Mazzy thought he was from, like Chicago. Yeah.
1 minute later.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
You should not listen to any more of this. This is
we're bleeding viewers at this point, and we've got a true live stream legend in our grist. We need to take advantage of that. George Borden, how are you, sir?
George, from one to use it to decorate your wall, how do you rate that record?
Wait, say that again?
From one to using that record to decorate your wall, how were you rated?
I would just decorate my backyard with it.
All right. Oh, I like this zoom in. Like,
yeah. Listen, I'm
it looks like I work for Kellogg's.
This is like our yearbook page.
can you put me aside of Jason doing the?
Yeah, we need Jason doing the side eye, and we need the monocle. Is there a monocle that was there a monocle inside that jacket when you broke the seal, Jason?
No.
Son of a.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers. All
right. Cheers. Cheers.
I have my iced tea.
I have a scotch tape here. Does that count? It looks, if you put it sideways, it doesn't look like nothing.
That record is so bad. Jazz Bums Mike jumped from the Jazz Bums account back to Jazz Bums Mike account. It was that bad.
Could I congratulate Jose on his first live stream? I was proud to be on there. Thank you for even inviting me. Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations, man.
Thanks.
I mean, Jose was literally like, who was that guy? Christopher. Bush's Secretary of State, Warren Christopher. Was that his name, the little guy?
Well, there was a – not the little guy. There was a Warren – there was
Warren Beatty?
No.
Anyway, my point is Jose was literally – he was bringing parts of the community together that had been at odds or had been estranged. And
then we're lucky if this border thing didn't pass, because then he wouldn't be able to do the live stream. So that worked out pretty well.
Whoa.
Oh, come on. Jose knows.
As he goes to one community outreach meeting and just comes in blazing hot.
Jose knows what I'm talking about.
Hey, Mazzy, here you go.
Yeah.
But no, Jose did good. He did good. And he was good about passing the ball around. He picked up the intricacies of the live stream. So, Jose, are you going to do it more regularly, Jose? Is that the plan or what?
Stephanopoulos. I think no one's streaming on Monday, so maybe I'll try to do it on Mondays. My dog is sneezing, by the way.
Stream whenever's convenient for you, dude. This is bullshit. Works.
No, I can do it every day. Actually, Mondays might be good because I would probably hate it, but at the same time that's the day that I will feel more free to do it without thinking like I have to do all this stuff, you know.
So CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, they all get along just fine, and they're all going 24/7, man.
No, look, I heard people like over analyzing my stream the other day that there were many diverse people, but it's like, but that's the whole thing. It's like find common ground and records we like and stuff like that, you know. It's just
it was like
more entertaining to me.
It was like it's a small world after all, the Disneyland ride. I loved it. I didn't see it though. So
what?
I didn't see it. I missed it. I didn't know it was on. You had a stream going, so I was out.
Oh, it was just like a last minute thing.
Wow, Jose streamed over Mazzy. That's horrible. What a
you bastard!
I don't do stream. I'm not good at it. I don't like hosting. I like
Jose. Didn't Jose?
Mazzy, you do seven streams a day.
I show up on streams, but I would never. I rarely host one. I've hosted a few.
All right, we're gonna spill some tea. We're gonna do the Mount Rushmore. Who appears on the most live streams on a regular basis?
No doubt, it's Mazzy, 100%.
Mazzy's on there.
And Stunty, I think Stunty.
Yeah, and Stunty for sure. I think Rojas would agree with this one. Let's go ahead and put William the Flipper up there, because if there's a live stream, he will find it. So I think he's got to be coming in hot. Wyoming Dave, who is the fourth tent pole of this illustrious group that hasn't found a live stream?
George Gordon gets around quite a bit, right?
Probably about twice.
And Elliot Cruz gets around.
Especially on OnlyFans.
You know, I mean, it's a bunch of us, you know. Especially as semi-retired guys, you know, we have time.
So Rich says, "View meters." Rob is on the short list. He kind of gets around.
Yeah,
kind of gets around.
Ooh, yeah. What? What was the question?
Hang on, Elliot. Elliot, for you to the wolves. He said Jose. Jose is the doorknob of live
stream. Why is it a bad thing if you want to get out and hang out with people? And we love talking music.
No. Please, I'm not like saying it's bad.
Think of all the people. The regulars that are in every peanut gallery. Literally, there's like
Jose, we've got praise from Elliot. He says, Jose's stream was very good. I watched the replay, enjoyed it.
I mean, like Bill K is in the peanut gallery of every stream. VU Meters is in a lot. Leland is every single one. Loki is in every
Mazzy, we love you, dude. We're just fucking saying it.
But there's a lot of people who don't come up who are in the peanut gallery all the
time. Well, Loki's on every stream but this one. So, Loki, I'm calling you out, you bastard. You know who's not on this live stream? Jason just showed him. Jason, please, one more time for those scoring at home. This guy who thought the Alice in Chains reissue sounded excellent.
Is there a colored vinyl version?
I heard Vinyl Me Please is doing this one. It's part of their Essentials collection, if I'm not mistaken.
He's got his fro is a little bit better than Mitch Mitchell's.
Is it in the soul section?
I can see a face. I can see Jesus' face in his fro.
Was he an extra on Carrie? Was he one of the gang?
The Carrie.
Good one. Oh, delightful.
He was on
room. George, I haven't talked to you in a minute. What's new?
Oh, just the other day, I jumped on Jose's stream. Mm-hmm. And I was grateful that he asked me, and I was happy to be there when he first went on the air. It was great. It was just like when the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan.
Mm.
Me and Jason and Jose live. And then I jumped over and did Patrick's metal stream.
Metal stream.
If anybody has a chance to go check that out, it was fun. We were talking about like records that got us into metal and stuff like that.
It's like bar
and then when that finished, me and Fantasy got into a private chat and we're about to go live, but realized Jose was still live. So then we jumped on his.
Cool.
And went back in there, and then there was a different panel by the time we got in there.
Yeah, and then, there was a different panel.
Yeah,
replay actually.
Was it like rotting fruit? I mean, what are you alluding to, George?
Turned into a couple days of me having to watch morning streams and straighten people out.
Well, you know, I was just trying to get certain people to not bother. So it was like first episode, might as well put boundaries. Like, you know,
we took that fella into a private chat after yours ended.
Oh, all right.
And told him in no uncertain terms, in a nice, careful way, to not do that. And then he took advantage of that and spilled that tea on his public live stream. So
he doesn't learn, does he?
No. And then on Sunday, it's the showdown, right? You know, it's been called out and it'll happen.
I can't wait. A week from this Sunday, I'm going to be in San Francisco with George and Patrick. Well,
I thought that the Austin show was next week. I was telling
Jim,
already buying my ticket. I was like fuck, I bought some boots, right? I bought some boots for it.
I think the boots
I didn't
last
buy any boots. The boots. I did buy some sneakers. I did buy some sneakers for our San Francisco one, but I did not buy boots.
Is that because Mazzy invited you to go mall walking? Did you get like some of those New Balance, the high stack heights or what?
No, I just wanted to be ready to run away in case Mazzy got fresh.
Great call. You have the rape whistle, George, ready in case things go sideways.
No. I'll probably meet him in the bathroom if he wants. But I'm gonna run away and film it just to make it look like I didn't care.
Content. Always make content. That's great. Make sure to hold it.
We're meeting at a Catholic university, so you know.
USF
University of San Francisco.
Patrick's going to come to my house before we go there, and we're going to Uber in together.
Oh, really?
I don't even know if I can fit.
Am I going to be driving you guys? I'm going to be driving you guys around then. Okay.
Well, I thought you agreed to drive us back to my house.
I'll drive you back. I'll drive you to the East Bay. I'm not driving to Sacramento.
George,
No. He's going to park at my house.
I'll drive. Of course, we'll go to East.
George, have you ever been to a Permanent Records where I buy records over there in L.A.?
No, I have not. When I go to L.A., it's usually just to play music or to hang out with friends. I don't usually record shop in L.A., but I have a couple times with.
Well, you should go there.
I know.
You're talking about the road in L.A., right, Jose?
Well, yes, the week after the Mazzy Patrick thing get together. I'm going to be in LA, so maybe I'll have time to check that out.
So Jason, I have to put you on the spot. So George evoked the name of PB Thaw. I don't know if he's here anymore, but he asked a question. I told him I'd relay the message. He wants to know, is there static between you guys? Because he took a couple comments that you said. I don't know what they were. I didn't take notes, but he just wanted to make sure you guys were cool, which I think you guys are cool. But
what's static between me and Rojas?
No, Rojas and PB Thaw. I think the narrative that was being spun was Jason was a conspirator to the Jelly Thaw situation, which I'm not aware of
Jelly Thaw.
I've seen that nickname.
But when me and Jason were having a private conversation, he told me that he loves PB Thaw.
Okay. Well, and that's kind of what I thought. So Patrick, if you're watching the replay or watching this, I hope that you can take the playful banter, because I think that's probably where Jason was coming from. And
well, I'm just kidding.
And Michael Fremmer says he can take.
What will Michael Fremmer do?
I'm gonna make those for Austin. I'm gonna make those Taylor Swift bracelets, and they're gonna say WWMFD.
There's no beef, you know. There's no beef. Like,
all right,
come on, we love music. So. Like,
should I text Fremmer to come on here now?
Oh yes. No, yeah. He would never come on his little channel.
Yes, do it.
I think it's past.
I'm on a shit list. I've heard
Mazzy. I think that whose shit list are you not on? I think you're on Fremmer's, Cadzilla. Like, who else?
I don't know. I'm on George's. I don't think I'm on Jose's. I'm not on.
You haven't been on Steve Westman's in a minute, or
Jason,
even.
I don't know. I like Jason. I don't know. Jason likes to tease me. I tease Jason, but if I'm on a shit list, I don't know. He hasn't announced
it yet. I know Mazzy's on the border list now, apparently. Yeah.
Well, hey, it takes a Jew to know a Jew about shit like that. You know the humor.
No, I know. I don't get it.
Yeah, you get it. You get it.
I don't get it. Yeah. But I do think Ron Boa is going to kill me before I get to the U.S., but that's another story.
That's the guest you need to get for your next live stream. Get Rockaroni. Rock and Ronnie. Can you get Rock and Ronnie on there?
Well, the myth, Mazzy, is that Ron went to shop at the Walmart, and then he was shopping vegetables and shit. And then he saw a firearm, and he was like, oh, Jose's like a month from now, right? So
what are you talking about?
I heard that. Every time that Jose says he's coming to America, we all buy shotguns.
Are we going to have Baltimore cargo ship conspiracies next? And we already have those.
That's actually the next segment, Mazzy. I hate it when you give away the lead like that.
You believe that shit, man? Oh.
No, of course. I'm joking. What I will say is, next time I'm in New York, I'm going to go get a taco bowl at the Trump Tower.
Tacos shouldn't be in a bowl.
Jose, have you ever hijacked a sailboat off the coast of Costa Rica? Has that ever happened? I don't think so. You're a safe guy.
Ronaldo, I'm going to trade you spots.
I did rip a bong once in Costa Rica. maybe that's it.
Come on, man. Rich
is saying, Jose, don't lie. Walmart doesn't sell vegetables. How do you respond to this allegation?
it's patently like untrue. Fake produce Texas. Yeah.
Right. I will say, Walmart when we're in Austin. When we were in Austin, Jose, one of the places he requested to go with me, what was that supermarket called, Jose?
H-E-B.
Yeah, Jose's like, man, we got to go to H-E-B. All right. So we went, and we literally walked the perimeter of the store, and Jose had a take on it. Have you had one of these half cookies, man? These are good. These are good. Have you had one of these? These are good, man. These are good. I mean, he probably had the H-E-B shirt underneath what he was wearing.
If you've been to Texas and you haven't been – to H-E-B, you've never, or Buc-ee's, you've never been to Texas.
I haven't. I've been to Texas six times.
No, well, there's H-E-B's here now in Mexico, so that's why I go there.
Interesting.
And I get the good shit, you know what I mean?
So if they're in Mexico, why you want to go to the one in Austin?
Just I love going. I sometimes send photos to
it's like Americans that go to Europe and want to go to McDonald's.
Yeah. Hey Chance, are you actually coming to Seattle like for the June thing?
Yeah.
Are you going to see Dada?
No, I missed out on getting tickets. We're going to see Pearl Jam on the 30th. We're gonna stay through the weekend. Go on
StubHub and pay $300 for a ticket.
Well, I have been watching. I'm not gonna pay three bills, but I didn't know that venue was so intimate. I just figured I could get
sit down. So they do have a
few. You can't even go to Disneyland for $300.
Jason, what kind of perversion is this?
Are you gonna come to the after party Saturday night at my place?
Never been to Bucky's, Chance?
Oh no, we don't have them in Metro St. Louis. We have a close facsimile called Wally's. So think of Bucky's.
What is Wally's? What is that shit?
It's Bucky's wannabe, but they have the sliced brisket. They've got the beef jerky stand. It's a carbon copy of Bucky's, but Bucky's I think has more square footage.
Bucky's has the cleanest bathrooms in Texas.
What's the June thing? I didn't get invited to any Jew thing. What happened?
Matt Mazzy, can you please make a public invitation?
Jews in June? Right now, Jews in June?
Dada is playing at the Triple Door on Saturday night, June 1st. Rachel and Sue are coming across the border. I'm going to make sure I stick
some. They're coming in a Mitsubishi truck.
I'm going to put some smack in their car when they go
back.
Wait.
So Rachel is.
So they're right about Biden. Right. He's just let the borders go. They're just going right through.
Yeah. Rachel and Sue are staying in my guest room. They're staying here for four nights. Jesus Christ, right? And so Saturday night is Dada playing. They're starting a reunion tour. They're going to be. They've expanded. They're doing a lot of shows now. I think they have 30 cities are going to or something.
Is Rachel going to go the legal way through the border, or is it
I don't know. But anyway, they're staying here. No. After the show on Saturday, there's an after party here at my place. Sunday afternoon, down in Puyallup, we have to drive 40 minutes to Harry's. There's a deck party in the afternoon at Harry's on Sunday.
Deck party?
He has an outdoor deck in Puyallup, and he wants to barbecue. And
does whatever. He has a massive bong to go with it?
Sue's going to stuff Rachel in the trunk with 45 parrots and go across the border.
So that's it. And then Chance is going to be here around that weekend. Mm-hmm. And obviously Kimbo's in the people that are here are here. Kimbo and who else? There's some other people here. Some locals
here. I'm 100% sure that when Rachel goes through the border, she's going to be like, America, I mean, with flags, with a Trump shirt. That would be amazing.
I'm definitely. I bought 50 Biden Harris bumper stickers. They're going on her car. That's a for sure thing. I'm even getting a blow up Biden doll so they can go through the carpool lane. You know, I definitely
used or unused.
Exactly. Mazzy rarely uses his Biden doll.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's for guests only, right, Mazzy?
BG plus plus.
Well, you have a choice of Biden or Kamala. You know.
So this is what you have to do, Mazzy. You have to
sell his BG plus Biden doll on Discogs. Yes,
you have to put the bumper stickers in the guest room. The first thing she does, drops it off, and then whoa.
Yeah, because you go to a hotel and they put a mint on the pillow, put the bumper sticker on the pillow.
Okay, let me show you the book that's right next to the bed in the guest room.
Uh-oh, if this is some common future shit, I got to shut the stream down, man.
Chance, at Mazzy's house, it's not a mint, it's an antacid.
Well, he wouldn't let us near the toilets when we came and visited. He took it. He shook my hand with. He's a two hand shaker. So he shakes your hand.
You know what would be amazing?
So he's a two hander. You know
what would be amazing? Can I suggest Massey get a blanket that with the Constitution printed on the blanket?
Okay, we got a few things here. We got a copy of the banned book Howl, Obscenity Cases, the City Lights books. Obscenity Case in San Francisco.
I saw the Rachel. I know you don't watch our show, but I hope you're watching this, Rachel. You need to take notes. Yeah,
we got Wait, this.
Rachel doesn't one. Like Howl.
This is the best one.
People wanted to punch you in the face.
Yeah, and then I got a statue, a commie statue here. that's in the guest room. So, and this has the Bible that you don't have to pay $60 for. This is it's Mao's little red book. Chairman Mao, that whole thing.
So you can steal a Bible from any church.
shit at the world headquarters here.
So every weekend, Mazzy's been going to flea markets and antique malls, and this is what he's procured.
Can I send you some of this communist records that I own so you can go along with it?
Ivan, I don't dare what? What don't I dare?
Oh, hang on a second. Is it getting hot out there? Oh, hang on. I'm going to ask a question. What's the rate for four nights, Mazzy? What do you charge?
Oh, they're just going to, every time we go out, they're buying me dinner and I'm not paying for anything.
Well, I heard you're going to try to go to two Dada shows. Now they're adding the second show and you're trying to leverage,
we're not going Sunday night because of Harry's thing and afternoon. Oh, we don't want to rush out and go because Harry's down literally like 40 minutes away.
He's like near Tacoma, yeah?
Well, before that, but more east. We're going to go to the Jimi Hendrix's, where he was, where his graveside is.
Yes.
Yep. That's actually cool. We're going apparently to Bruce Lee. I've never been to Bruce Lee's.
I've been there.
Yeah, I'm going to give them the tour. We'll probably go see where.
Is that a new restaurant, Bruce Lee's? No, what do you mean you haven't been to Bruce Lee's?
We're going to go to
Bruce Lee's,
Suquamish Falls, and we're going to the diner where Twin Peaks. That's like 30 minutes from my house.
You mean Twin Peaks? Wait. I want to try.
You can get pie and coffee, that whole thing.
Well, surely you're going to take him to Easy Street for breakfast, right?
It's also the one where Tony Soprano got shot, right?
It's
there. Oh, look, it is Twin Peaks, right?
We'll probably go maybe where Courtney Love blew the head off of.
Hang on a second. We can't have that. That's all speculation. This is getting. Rachel, would it be?
I'm speculating.
Can you tell us all the conspiracy theories?
Where Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. The truth is out there.
It was Alan Wrench.
We probably should go to the Edgewater Hotel. It's gotten to be pricey, so they can buy me expensive cocktails and we can eat there because the Edgewater is where all the bands in the 60s and early 70s used to stay. And that's where Frank Zappa, that's where the story of the Mud Shark with Vanilla Fudge.
It was Led Zeppelin.
They say that, but I think it's Vanilla Fudge, actually. And look it up. I mean, it's one of the, they both stayed there. And there's a picture of the Beatles fishing out of the window on the Puget Sound. And that's
where I'm not the monster.
That's where the Mud Shark, where they're fucked with this hooker, or not the hooker.
Mazzy, can you do a line from
the groupie? It was a groupie, not a hooker.
I am a human.
Eat your heart out, Michael Fremmer.
Nice, I love that. Thanks.
Hey Jose, hang on. I'm gonna get on the Acoustic Sounds website and get that record. Hang on a second, real quick.
Am I the only sucker that has value of the dolls?
You might be.
Isn't that Return to the Valley of the Dolls with Sharon Tate? Or is that Sharon Tate?
No, that's the second one. That's the second one. This is the first one.
Is that Sharon Tate?
No.
Look at Sharon Tate, man. What a pretty lady she was.
I know.
1 minute later.
That was a hit single way back in 1944.
Yeah, that was
Miami Dave's coming in like Rain Man. Look at you, Miami Dave.
Frankie Goes to Hollywood do a cover of that with Relax, Don't Do It.
Nice job, Dave. Hang on.
You know, I was, for whatever reason, I was looking into Frankie Goes to Hollywood story. It's very boring as fuck, but it was interesting to know that they really tried after that and they didn't make it.
Well, what do you mean, Jose? That you were seeking information on? They didn't have like a behind the music or something on that?
Yeah, they did have a behind the music. No, actually, it was they were trying to bring them back together.
Yeah, simple thing.
I think one of the members had relocated to New Zealand, so they end up bringing the entire band to London because it was done in different parts. I guess they went out to talk to the guy in New Zealand first, and even got the singer Holly Johnson involved in it, and it looked like they were going to perform because that's what the whole thing was, but putting the bands back together. I forgot what the name of the VH1 show was, and they're all there.
Storytellers.
The music?
No. Was it? I forgot which one it was, but
Bands Reunited.
Bands Reunited. Thank you, Jess.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And the whole band's there, and Holly Johnson doesn't show up. He bails on them.
Well, that's a bummer.
I remember that show. Yeah.
They didn't play?
No, they didn't, because he didn't show up.
Well,
go ahead, Jose.
No, have you seen the Steely Dan one?
Bands Reunited? They did the same thing?
No. I think it's Storytellers.
Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing that one.
It was not a joke. It was just,
or Behind the Music. Storytellers is one they actually play.
Perform, right.
Yeah. And and they tell the stories behind them?
I met the guy from A Flock of Seagulls. He has a what do you call that? A food truck in New York.
What?
Yeah, he sold me like the copy of A Flock of Seagulls that I have.
Did he sell you the Taco Bowl?
No. No, it was a burger joint on a thing, and he told me I was on that band, and I was like, oh, and then he was like, I have a copy here, you want it? And he just gave it to me.
Wow.
Yeah, because
was he one of the brothers?
I think he was the bass player.
Okay, because I know the two brothers don't get along well.
They don't have the haircuts, I guess.
Yeah. They have more songs that are good. I don't know why they were like a once and over and done thing, but they have good songs.
Because that's
albums.
Yeah, hey, George, we got one. We got one from the gallery. Jazz Bums Mike says, the more Pablo reissue hate that occurs, more likely George will buy them to spite you all. George, how do you please do these charges?
Well, what it shows me is that Mike has listened to some of my travails, and I do tend to, when people start complaining about something enough, go out and gobble them up. I khaki pants.
Tommy bad shirts, jeans. Okay, yeah,
and digital records. You know, and
you're a rebel, George.
Yeah,
just buy them all, George. $650 for the subscription,
and they're numbered.
I'm gonna text Chad and make sure you get a discount.
Have you seen the photos of the Bob Dylan movie that are going around? Any thoughts on that?
I didn't see the movie. No, I haven't. I've just seen.
You haven't seen the photos?
No.
Have you seen them, Arnaldo? Do you have any thoughts on it?
Hey, do you guys know that there's a good film of the Flock of Seagulls playing at the US Festival, totally live?
No, we don't care. We don't care.
It's what's on YouTube, man. It's actually good to watch because they're a synth band.
Change
and they're on a big stage. It's actually good to watch.
Let's go back to Pablo.
What's that movie that has the Feelies playing? George, do you know that movie that I'm talking about? It has the Feelies playing like two songs in a high school.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what it's called.
Here we go. Jason going big. You got a picture. Is this a Timothy Chalamet or whatever his name is?
Hang on.
And I like the fact that Jose is the number one like on this. It says like by, and that's Jose's Instagram handle.
Right off the bat, the photo looks stupid and too stylized. It doesn't look anything like Bob Dylan or anything.
What are you talking about?
Everybody's been saying
that. No, I'm done with
looks
that.
More no, like, no, Bob Dylan is wearing Janko like jeans. Janko. Like
what the fuck? Bob Dylan just walked out of an Urban Outfitters.
No, there are worse photos than that. Let me
right
show
out of the Abercrombie and Fitch.
You know what's a good movie? Inside Llewyn Davis. That is a good film.
That's pretty good, yeah.
No, you watch it two or three times. It's great.
Coen Brothers, yeah, that's a good Coen Brothers movie.
Yeah,
you're right, Patrick. It looks like John Mayer. It's like Bob Dylan walked out of John Mayer's flat with stealing his clothes.
Is that movie called Your Body Is a Wonderland?
John Mayer is a great guitar player, but he's one notch up of maybe better than Dave Matthews. Boring.
Whoa, man.
He's one notch up of a vanilla shake is what he's
Oh, my gosh, guys.
He's a great guitar player, though.
Yeah. One of the great stickmen of the current era. Like, Do we have to go through his roster? I mean,
Who?
John Mayer.
I see more butthole than anybody by 2 o'clock in the morning. I know what you're talking about.
Boring
music.
Listen about the music.
Jessica Simpson is sexual napalm, I think, is a quote from John Mayer.
Yes, but hang on a second. Hang on. You guys,
I'm not kidding.
Look, I'm bringing the barroom conversation to this one. So here we go. Here's the roster. You ready, Mazzy? You sitting down?
Okay.
Jessica Simpson. Renee Zellweger, Katy Perry, Jennifer Aniston.
Are these notches on his belt?
Yes.
But what? Okay.
Taylor Swift. Wait,
stop. I don't want this to turn him into a tomato
video. It's proof that he's a shit guitar player.
You're making this a live tomato fest.
I'm just saying the full body of work, guys. You have to consider the full body of work.
Hey, Chance.
Yes, Dave.
The real fast on by is a wonderful land about Jennifer Love Hewitt, I think.
Hey, it worked.
Then he comes out and brags about it in Playboy. Yeah. What an idiot. What kind of an asshole bullshit. Does that? That
guys.
Basically, he is and company. Dead and company. He's not even a dead member. He's and company.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Mazzy's getting tight.
Freddie Mercury had sex with better chicks than John Mayer.
Wow.
And didn't need to brag about it.
Wow. George, you know what that one deserves, right? I mean, because this one is a... Wow,
we have to get a chance one of those like buttons just to push one because.
Oh yeah, well listen, the drops. There's so many drops. I just haven't found a way to integrate them all in the presentation.
Any one of those like a sample.
Well, listen, I thought I was pretty good with this one. I mean, I didn't know there'd be conspiracy talk, but we got it. You know, the Chad one, of course.
I can't believe, in all honesty,
John Mayer
is actually competing with the Raging Tomato right now.
That's why my viewer count's down. David Donnelly and all the VC guys.
Yes. David Donnelly, the doctor.
John Mayer is a good guitar player.
Yes,
there's
he is.
No doubt about it.
Yes.
He's a great guitar player.
Yes.
And he actually, who else, you know, would have the balls to cover Jerry Garcia?
Sure.
Standing next to Bob Weir and then pull it off. And he did a decent job of it. I'll give him credit for that, but he's too much of a succubus. He's like that guy that pulls people into his orbit and then screws them in public.
He's like saying horrible shit about them at the bar.
No, I hate that guy.
I want to punch somebody that does
that. Wow. Looks like
Timothy Shamalama Ding Dang pretending he's Bob Dylan.
Wow.
Is that a Jesse Winchester reference?
Is that Richie Havens at Woodstock?
These are new lows. So much hate for John Mayer. I mean, this guy.
Can I say one thing in defense of John Mayer?
Arnaldo, please defend.
I am not a fan by any means.
Oh shit,
John Mayer. But it came out like early 2000s or like mid 2000s. No, what came out is the John Mayer Trio Live album.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
I have that really on good. CD, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's really good. That album is really good.
He's a great guitar player.
But the chicks weren't flocking to that one, so he went back to his other shit.
Yes, his dopey shit.
Wow.
Are there any John Mayer albums on Pablo Records?
They should.
Pino Palladino is playing bass for him on that Trio thing. It's actually a really good.
Yeah, Steve Jordan's on drums, right?
That is a great record. I was actually very surprised.
You know, I'm just going to say that
with John Mayer,
his lyrics are so fucking dumb.
Well, no, it's not just that. His singing is so lame.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
The singing is very lame.
He has as much soul as a loaf of Wonder Bread.
Oh, my God.
He's a thirsty douche.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Listen, I'm just going to put the roster here. This is, I mean, guys, the musician part, you got to look at the full body of work and look at this roster. I mean, this
is Kardashian.
Listen,
obviously, Chance has got him scheduled for the next Mind of the Record Collector, and that's why he's backtracking.
Well, this is a barroom talk that we have often in my little circle. It's the greater stick man. Is it John Mayer or is it Justin Timberlake?
We dump on Vampire Weekend now.
Elliot, no, I wouldn't ever say anything like that, Elliot. That's ridiculous.
John
Mayer is infinitely better than William.
Oh, my gosh. Elliot, I can't believe you went there. Elliot, what is going on?
William makes John Mayer look like Tony Iommi. You guys are beating up Tony Iommi.
He beats up on Mazzy. Elliot. This is tough.
I don't feel the VC beats up on me. I don't feel persecuted.
Hang on, Mazzy, we got a question for you from the gallery. Jazz Mums Mike is beating the dead horse. Who's looking forward to the 2025 AP Pablo reissue list?
John Mayer is feeling.
John Mayer is. He's sitting at the keyboard.
He's waiting. Elliot's new comet is genius. Did you see that?
You gotta flash it. Elliot's on fire. Elliot, where are we at? Hang on. Elliot.
I don't feel people beat up on me because I can take that shit. It's all
Mazzy's on way more live streams than John Mayer.
No, agreed. Now, Eddie's here. Eddie Perez, who I think we'll see in Austin. He said, I saw him, I guess John Mayer, on a video of the Jammy Awards, whatever the hell that is. In 2004, he was on stage with Robert Randolph and Derek Trucks. He couldn't keep up, in my honest opinion.
Oh, no. Derek Trucks is a genius. Have you ever seen Derek Trucks play the guitar?
He can kill it.
Good Lord. He sounds like a gospel singer on that guitar.
Oh, hang on. Christopher Hill. Yep, this is right. Pretty sure John Mayer got Halsey as well. And if so,
Halsey. Respect.
Who's again. Halsey?
She's a
female singer.
He's a current musician, man. What did you say, Mazzy? What was that comment?
I don't know who Halsey is.
Chance, remember.
She's a singer. It's like saying, who's that girl that did Back to Black? The one that OD'd or
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, Mazzy still catching up with Amy Winehouse.
I have a Back to Black. What's the record called?
Yeah, that's the record.
Yeah, I have that.
You like it?
I love it. Oh God, it's great. Cool. It's great.
She's a great singer.
This is Halsey. Yeah,
there's John Mayer's O face right there. Look at that. No, go back. Go to Jose.
Hang on. We got Mazzy with a picture of O, and we've got Jose.
I don't know who she is.
This is the wallpaper on Jose's phone.
That's what Jennifer Aniston saw every night there, Chance.
Jennifer Aniston. Let's be honest. Come on now. Hang on.
Looks like he was slipping a disc.
I have a better one. Oh, hang on. Jose's got a better one. Wow. I mean, this may be the peak of this presentation, like, all time. Right? Oh, Jose, what did you put in the Google search?
He looks like John Mayer. TikTok girls that stick their tongues out and put their eyes on.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know Halsey. So
oh, PB Thaw says Mazzy thought they said John Mayer has palsy.
And Jose just proved it.
That's kind of funny, but not really, Patrick.
Wow. So let me get this straight.
I'm afraid to know that Patrick knows who Halsey is. I'm afraid to know.
Admiral Halsey. It's from the Paul McCartney song.
Albert. So, question I got to ask. Mazzy, you're going to San Francisco. You're going to meet up with George. And
well, that's not like why I'm going. I'm actually driving down on Wednesday.
Oh, coming up. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the Bay Area for nine days. I'm staying in Mill Valley. I'm going next Saturday. I'm going to a big wedding of girlfriends of mine, daughter, and just getting a big wedding.
Okay.
And that's kind of what I'm going down for that. And then I'm going to see people around on either side.
Elliot Cruz is getting jokes from the Michael Fremer playbook. He said, I had Halsey once. It took me months to clear up.
You know, I love Elliot's photo that's just a dog leg. Like looking like that, so I imagine the dog saying instead of Elliot. Is that better?
Sorry, Elliot, I had the wrong drop at the wrong time. I apologize.
There's a delay on Chance's sound effects right now.
Listen, Jose, I have 30 of these drops, and I'm not like Fred Norris. I don't have like a good drop board, but I've got some heaters. I just.
Howard Stern reference.
George gets it. George gets it. Wow. You know, they're all going to come out at some time.
I used to think Chance was a loser, but now he's deep.
Well, George, I don't know if you knew this about me, but you know, my name in the community is Concert Buddy Brings Nothing to the Table. So I'm trying to really hold up to that end of the bargain.
You know, this is the first time that I ever.
It's that used car salesman vibe.
I ever thought that Elliot Cruz might be taking mushrooms, psilocybin mushrooms.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I think he invented mushrooms. Yeah. I mean,
being the clean kid, no drugs, no anything. I think he's taken some psilocybin mushrooms.
He started microdosing in 1985.
Yeah. Matthew, do you have this?
I'll say just does not stop.
Which Elliot's Is that the first one that the expanded one? No.
Yeah, it's a book.
I have that one. Yeah, I do have that one.
It's very beautiful, right?
Yeah, it is nice. I like
that. And I guess we're all going to sit here and say that Either Or is not his best album.
It is.
I think it is.
XO, it's a great record, but it's been played to death, so I don't want to listen to it.
I don't think any of his records have been played to death, really.
Well, that one, it was the like the
we're
one
not talking about rumors here. Or
well, Maddie, great segue. Great segue.
In the mid '90s, like Vanilla Sky and stuff, they were using that stuff from Either Or. Yeah. You know, but that wreck, him just singing so quietly in that little basement. You know, if you know the story behind it.
Yes.
And he was just down there singing quiet, and you couldn't stop the genius. You know,
I mean,
you couldn't stop it.
You're talking about the conspiracy about
like Uncle Tupelo,
Cobain shooting himself. It's the weirdest thing.
It's not a conspiracy. It's truth. It's fact.
I know, but stabbing yourself, that's a hard one. But you know, I believe
with
it.
Scissors, with scissors, Mazzy.
Yeah, it's Robin Williams territory.
Yeah.
You know, I actually know more about that, but I cannot.
Hang on. We can't talk about that. Jason, damn it, Jason. Whoa. Hang on a second.
So now we have it clear that Jason was there. Jason was there.
We can't go there since this is live.
You know,
oh my gosh. That's
ever, have you ever gone
true.
Swimming with Jeff Buckley? Have you ever gone swimming with Jeff Buckley, Jose?
Oh, Jason? No, George. You just.
Wow. George, you know, I was on that river when it happened.
Yeah, me too. I was rafting by, and you pirate hijacked my raft, and that and wow. I remember that.
I'm going to try to rein it in as we kind of.
That's when we first became friends.
Last question. So Mazzy kind of teed it up, but I meant to bring this up earlier. I was waiting for an expanded talk on it, but talking about those reissues. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I saw Amazon is getting into the exclusive, you know, vinyl game. They probably already have exclusive colorways. They're coming out with the entire Fleetwood Mac, so talking like 75 Fleetwood Mac self-titled, like the Buckingham Nick stuff and beyond.
Are you talking about Tusk?
I'm talking about Tusk. I'm talking about Rumors.
I love Tusk out of those three
how
records.
Many times
it has the worst cover of them.
But how many times do they need to reissue these albums? Like
Then Play On, Kiln House, all that shit?
You know,
I don't know if they went that deep into it. I mean, I just saw the main ones. I saw Tusk, Rumors.
Talk about when it's the same old shit. We're very rare that we have these records or know of these records, even if we don't have all. There's a lot of people out there. It's kind of like doing these auctions where, oh, I can get that stuff cheap. A lot of people, there's like one channel. It's funny. Dizzy started showing me, and I know that guy. I don't know the guy's name. But there's that guy that never see his face. He does those ongoing 24-hour
auctions.
He does the 24-hour auctions, and he just shows a record, and people bid online.
Oh, Chad at Coleco. Yes.
Whatever.
Yeah, the Coleco. We've seen it before.
It's amazing how much those records go over. There's a lot of people that sit at home. They have no record stores near them. The same shit. And people buy that stuff. So all the power. If they're pressing them, and they're out there.
It gives in the shit. 80s, I was 20 years later buying Beatles records. So I could see how now a newer generation still wants to buy those older classic records.
Yeah, but they don't always want to go through moldy,
fucked up
records. They buy a new record, and if they're, you know, there are people out there too who are making money, despite what everyone says about the whole economy and everything.
John Mayer just signed a contract with Pablo Records.
Breaking news. 1 minute, 37 seconds later.
Hey, I have to go now, but...
All right, well, I think it was a good run, guys. The stream will probably be taken down. He'll probably come after us legally. And nice run. Nice way to go out. Go out on top. And,
I was able to get this
from... Contact me, Bill K. Contact me, Bill K, and I'll get you some 2112.
Yeah.
Rich is a good question. Is a ding dong record?
I'll send you a message. Check you later.
All right, Jose. Guys, let's go ahead and call it a wrap. That was a good run. Had a good time. Apologies if that offended anybody. But
hey, guys.
You run it. All right, be good.
Later, see ya.
And that was another trip around the turntable. Thanks for listening to Vinyl Community Podcasts.